Good evening. This is the Technologist Cares 3 Daily Briefing for March 8th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, but then also make sure that you're hitting that subscribe button to wherever you listen to this podcast, and please make sure that you're sharing this with as many people as possible. I greatly appreciate it. The more listeners, the better. And I love being able to talk to everyone and making sure that you know the truth behind technology, which is what's really important, because I don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable about the changes in technology, but you also need to hear from somebody that lives technology on the daily basis. Yeah, a lot. So let's go ahead and start this briefing. So today, let's go ahead, and I wish I had some sound effects that I could play right now, but today is launch day for the Samsung Galaxy S10 and the 10 Plus. Yay! Woo! Wait, I know you're like, well, wait, Technologist Cares 3, you're an Apple person. I am. But see, the whole thing is that when you have a major, not a competitor, but somebody that is made, who plays a huge part in technology, when they release a product, you need to stand up and listen. So what did I do? To celebrate, I actually went into a local electronics store, will not say the name, and I went there for a specific reason, but looked at the product and stuff and played with it and kind of caressed it and just stared at this beautiful display and just like, I'm like, wow. Then I talked to a Samsung rep there. See, they're having problems with actually fulfilling pre-orders. And even though this does happen no matter the manufacturer, but in this case, they really messed up. Because there are a few people who pre-ordered it in enough time in order for them to go and receive it today. Today is supposed to be the day. And what happens is that now that their experience is not as good, is not as good as it should be, which is absolutely a horrible thing. Because if the whole point of pre-ordering is that you get it on that day, so that way that you can feel like you're like one of the first to get it, right? But they didn't do it. And that's unfortunate. And I was told that they had more pre-orders than they expected, which seems like they try to make that happen all the time. But in any case, the fact is that if you have pre-ordered your phone and you have not gotten it, don't worry, you will get it. When? So there's actually another feature with the Galaxy S10, which I actually saw today in demonstration. It's the first time I actually really saw it in real life instead of over the web and whatnot. But there's this mode called DeX, which enables your phone to have to turn it into like a mini computer, where if you have an external a monitor, and you connect a wireless keyboard and mouse to it, it presents to you and you connect it through USB-C to HDMI, it makes it seem like a desktop computer where you can open up different apps and, you know, have them in different windows and stuff like that. It's so freaking cool. And how easy and how quick it does it is absolutely amazing. And this is, I know, is a feature that most people don't really know about. And I've been kind of really reserved on it until I actually saw it. And I'm like, wow, this is a really neat feature. And this actually really proves the point of what I've been saying about these devices. They are not phones. They are mini computers. And DeX actually provides that. And it's awesome to really see that on how it's implemented. And how easy, and even if, here's the thing, even if you don't have a mouse and keyboard, you can actually use your phone as your mouse and keyboard. So this, in my opinion, I don't know. I mean, I do presentations, but maybe you do, but I think it is awesome. So, but next up, we got something that's even awesomer or something like that. For everyone that has an Android, Google has now updated Gmail to where they are finally implementing the Smart Compose. What is that? Well, if you've been paying attention to what Samsung, well, not necessarily Samsung, what Google has been doing, particularly since Google I/O of last year, Smart Compose is a way of is exactly what it says. It is using AI and all that data that they've been collecting off of everyone and using Gmail for and whatnot. It is predicting on what you are going to say next in a sentence in your Gmail when you're sending out an email. Now, this isn't your like your auto predict type thing that you may see on your phone right now on your like above your keyboard. No. It goes even further than that. We're talking about sentences and paragraphs. And so now, if you have one, you know, if you have upgraded your Gmail and using your Android phone, now you have this feature that is live right now. So you can actually go and try that out. Is it cool? Yeah, it's pretty cool. Is it scary? Yeah, but don't think of it in terms of it being scary. Like, oh my gosh, how did it know? Well, because of all the years of them collecting information about their consumers, their foot put it to good use. And this is only the taste of what AI and machine learning is going to do for us. Wait until what happens in the next couple of years. Woo! It's going to be absolutely amazing. But then finally, we actually have Amazon. Now, Amazon, for instance, has beaten Netflix and HBO for the prequels to Lord of the Rings series, or to the movies. So they're creating a prequel for Lord of the Rings. Now, they will go into production soon and stuff, but I think this is actually pretty cool. Oh, but before I actually end, I do want to report on something that I talked about yesterday. So remember when I said that Sony released a new version of their firmware 6.50 and it enables remote play on iOS devices? Yo, this thing is real, like for real. No, and it actually makes a good case for the need of high speed internet service. And that's not just your download speed, which is important, but it's most important for your upload speeds. So I can literally be anywhere and use my PlayStation 4 and play any game that I have on there remotely anywhere in the world, provided that I have high speed. But I think it's absolutely pretty cool to be able to have this feature, and particularly even if you are in, let's say, in at your home, somebody's using a TV, but you want to be able to play a game on your PlayStation. Well, you can do that. But now one thing I will say, though, is that you can't connect a wireless controller yet to your iOS device. But if you're playing slower paced games, not the fast paced, you know, Call of Duty, you know, Battlefield and whatnot, playing slower paced games, it's actually really neat. So a bunch of puzzle games and stuff, things that you don't have to move all the way all around, like quick actions and stuff, it's great because it uses your screen for all the buttons and stuff, and it's really cool to actually see. But hey, you know, I think that this weekend, one of the things I really want to emphasize for everyone, to all my listeners, is just really, again, explore your devices a little bit more. Don't be afraid of trying a new function or going through your settings and try to have an understanding of what all those settings mean. Because part of the conversation I had with people at my local electronic store is that the reality of it is that most people, they say 80, I say 90% of people that use their smartphones don't use hardly any of functionality of it. And a lot of it is because people are afraid. But you, as my listeners, I don't want you all to be afraid. I want you all to be able to take a look at your device, learn it so that you can share it with others, to empower other people to utilize their devices. So that way that now this is on how we can make the world better so that we can spend less time on our devices and more time with human interaction. So that way that we do not lose on who we are. But this ends the daily briefing for March 8th, 2019. Again, my name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And everyone have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you were somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach, or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit gosotravel.com and book your next vacation. That is gosotravel.com.